Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that often is asked, and that's this. Is there any place in the Quran and in the Riwayat which talk about the hijab, the Islamic veil, which is a requirement for women? You know, today, actually, this subject has become a matter of debate amongst Muslim communities, in Muslim families. You know, this is not only a problem related to Islamic jurisprudence. It's also become one of those social problems. It's also become one of those problems that not only scholars debate, but, you know, families debate. You know, a mother, she wears hijab, you know, but her daughter doesn't want to wear hijab, or, you know, vice versa. You know, there's a husband, he wants his wife to wear hijab. The wife doesn't want to wear hijab. Sometimes the wife wants to wear hijab, she's religious. The husband doesn't want her to wear hijab. This has become one of those problems which is really become sensitive today and really and a very important topic. But in the past, this was something which was taken for granted. It was considered one of those self-evident things which was, accepted by everybody, not only women, but also men. And it was not something that, it wasn't like good people wore hijab. Good women wore hijab. Bad women didn't wear hijab. Everybody wore hijab. This was something that was considered a norm in society. And this goes back to the fact that this is something which is imbued in the Islamic, core Islamic values, because it stems from the verses of the Holy Quran. Of course, it's necessary to mention that this doesn't necessarily mean the hijab, as it was formulated in Islamic law, was present in the society before Islam arrived, right? You know, it's very, very famous that, in fact, the pre-Islamic Arabs, the women, they would circle the Kaaba, do tawaf of the Kaaba, naked, right? So, the degeneration of society had reached that state. But we can hear mention some of these verses which point to and are regarding the Islamic veil in the Quran. One of those verses is the following. This verse is specifically about the wives of the Prophet, right? So this is not something in general, but nevertheless, it is related to the topic at hand. God Almighty says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. If you ask these women, the wives of the Prophet, for something, then ask them from behind a veil. This is something which kind of points towards, the necessity of women covering themselves and hiding themselves from men. Another verse in question is the following. God says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْزُزْنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَا فُرُوجُهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَزْرِبْنَا بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. Right, this is another verse which, points towards the Islamic veil and its necessity. God Almighty here says that say to the believing women that they should cast their eyes down and they should protect themselves, and they should not display their ornaments, and they should and they should wear their coverings. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We're looking at Islamic, the Quranic verses regarding the Islamic veil. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.